The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing where we like to shine a spotlight on some of the freshest and smartest plays here in the small and microcap markets. Today, we're speaking with Pressure Biosciences Incorporated. The company's traded on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. We're lucky enough to be joined by the president and CEO of the company, Rick Schumacher. Rick, how are you today?
You know, Stuart, I'm quite well, and I appreciate you having me on your show.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to call and speak to your shareholders as well as our listeners. Now, for those listeners who may not be familiar with what you're doing there at Pressure Bioscience Incorporated, let's start there. Give us an overview of the business model, please.
Love to do that. We are a life science tools company. What that means is we supply instruments and associated consumables to life science laboratories all over the world. The customers we sell to are research laboratories, and these are the laboratories that are studying and looking for the next billion-dollar drug, the next cure, the next preventive strategy, the next vaccine. We make instruments that are tabletop, and inside the instrument or on the instrument is a pressure chamber. Everything we do deals with pressure, high pressure. In fact, the pressures we go to, Stuart, are as high as 100,000 pounds per square inch, or PSI. So everything in nature has a pressure point. Every biological sample, every virus, every bacterium, every cell, whether it's a human, animal, plant, or microbe, whether it's cancer, precancer, normal, everything has a pressure point at which it can be opened up, destroyed, inactivated, killed. And now that we're at the molecular age, now that we look inside cells, not at them through microscopes, but break them open and look at the constituents in the cell, we call them the biomolecules, the DNA, the RNA, the proteins, the lipids. We've got to have a way, a good, high-quality way to open up cells. And that's the main purpose of our instrument. With the pressure chamber is to use pressure. In fact, we use cycles of pressure. We turn pressure on and off. We have 15 patents that allow us to protect this technology, to turn pressure on and off, to break cells, to release all those amazing biomolecules that are inside.
Well, listeners, if you want to see some of these products in action, go over to pressurebiosciences.com. There's a video right there on the homepage of this benchtop instrument that Rick was just talking about. Rick, let's learn about the team. Start with yourself. You're the president and CEO. Let's learn about any key members of your advisory team, board, or management team. But first, let's talk about your background.
Okay. I started in research at Harvard Medical School many, many years ago. I was thinking about going to medical school. I wasn't sure. So they invited me down to work for a year and then to go to medical school. I decided that I didn't want to be a physician. I love science. I love business. So I spent 13 years doing research as a young kid at Harvard Medical School, mostly in infectious disease. So my expertise at that point was in hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV AIDS. I left there to start my first company after 13 years. That company was called Boston Biomedica. I started the proverbial story. I started in my garage. I built it with the help of a lot of great people to 300 people. We became the number one company in the world to develop products that were being used to make blood safer. And so I spent 18 years at Boston Biomedica. As I said, grew it to 300 people. We took it public. During that time, I also joined a second company as an advisor. It's called Trinity Biotech. It's still public, TRIB. We took it public in 1993. It's a very successful company in the laboratory space. And then my third company was Panacos Pharmaceuticals, PANC. This is a company that we spun out of Boston Biomedica, and the company was worth not much money. It was barely alive. And about 3 years later, we did a reverse merger with another company on the NASDAQ. And this is in 2006. And this company went through the roof, and in 1 year went from worth pennies a share to $12, or about $700 million market cap. So I've had three big winners: Boston Biomedica, Panacos Pharmaceuticals, and Trinity Biotech, all NASDAQ companies. This is my fourth company. This company, I think, is as good as any of the previous three. We've struggled for a lot of different reasons, but at this point, Stuart, appreciate you having on the show, because we feel we've reached that inflection point. We feel we're right at the verge of breaking out. So that's my history, but I couldn't do it alone. I'm surrounded by some terrific people. My head of engineering, Dr. Ting, my head of R&D, Dr. Lazarev, and my head of operations, sales, and marketing, Dr. Lawrence, have all been with me from the beginning, 11 years. Dr. Ting is a PhD out of MIT. He's a brilliant engineer. He's probably one of the top high-pressure engineers in the country. Dr. Lazarev is a brilliant protein scientist. He spent many years studying proteins and working in three major protein companies. And Dr. Lawrence got his PhD at Yale from a Nobel Prize winner, and his expertise is in nucleic acids. So what do we do for a living? We use high pressure to break open cells to get out proteins and DNA. I've got one of the top high-pressure engineers. Also, I've got one of the top protein chemists and one of the top DNA chemists with me. They've been with me 11 years. And to round out the team is Joe DiMaggio. Joe was with me for 7 years as our VP of accounting and finance. He left. He came back. He's now our CFO. So terrific team that surrounds me. It takes a team to do what we're doing, and I've been very fortunate and blessed to have such wonderful people, human beings and scientists and finance people, with me all this time.
Well, Rick, what a phenomenal background that you laid out for yourself, and an amazing team with varied skill levels as well as experiences within your industry. I think it's a phenomenal time as well to be talking to you and your company. I love that you say that, hey, now's the time. And we know every company's got a life cycle. As you pointed out, one of your companies you started in the garage. We speak with companies in all forms of their life cycle, whether it be just starting off in R&D, but it's a great time, listeners. It sounds like, to me, from hearing it from Rick, to take a closer look at PBIO. Let's look at the future right now, Rick, for your company. As we wrap up 2017 and into early 2018, what are some of the goals that you have for the company?
You know, we set a number of goals at the end of 2016 for 17, and we've reached many of these goals. We do 2 million in sales, Stuart. We did 2 million sales in 2016. We did 1.7 million the year before, and 1.4 million year before that. That is a tremendous amount of revenue when you think about the fact that we had nine people throughout this year and only one person in sales. And so with one person in sales, we've been able to basically take our instrumentation that generates high pressure and is now being used by some of the key opinion leaders. That was one of our goals: get this instrument in the hands of key opinion leaders, so when they stand up in a session or they publish, they're talking about our instrument being the instrument of choice to break cells. Because garbage in, garbage out. You need to break the cell in a very definitive way, or else you're not going to get the high quality proteins and DNA out. So one goal was to get our instrument into key opinion leader hands. We've done that. We have some of the top people in the world that are now using and publishing. Second goal was to build a sales team. We entered the year with one salesperson. Even though we did 2 million in sales, we said, what could we do if we had more salespeople? We think we can do a lot more. We've hired four salespeople, and we're getting ready to hire a fifth. So we're talking five new salespeople added on to our one existing person, Roxana. So a team of six now versus a team of one this time last year. And we think that's going to show in our revenue model. We have a brand new instrument. It's already won one award several months ago. This is a brand new instrument, and this instrument is now a finalist in the R&D 100 award. That is the Oscars of innovation. The R&D 100 awards have been around for 55 years. They're given out once a year. We're up against instruments and technology from General Electric, General Motors, the Lincoln Lab at MIT, and Pressure Biosciences. So we're very, very proud that our instrument that we designed, we developed, we made, and we're now manufacturing is up as a finalist for the R&D 100 Innovation Awards. So we've had an amazing year so far. I think what lies ahead is our biggest goal is to get this company on the NASDAQ stock exchange. We know, having run three NASDAQ companies, we know that on the NASDAQ, it's going to be an ability to bring in investors and bring in institutions that we can't do now on the OTCQB. We're on a high level of the OTC. We're on one of the highest levels. However, we need to move this company up one more notch and bring it onto the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, and we're working hard towards that.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for your time and insight so far. We talked about some of the hardware. I want to talk to you a little bit about the software components to the products you create as well. Go ahead, Rick.
Dude, that's great. The instrument itself is amazing, and it can go, as we say, up to tens of thousands of pounds per square inch. The instrument that is our main instrument on the market right now goes up to 45,000 PSI. However, it's driven by software. This is an instrument that replaced the older one. This has only been out for a year. The older one was a microprocessor-driven instrument and had no output and limited input, which means you couldn't download anything from it. The new instrument has a USB port. You can download all of the effects of what the instrument did to that sample, breaking open a cell, releasing it. It's opened up doors that were totally closed to us before. So not only is it an award-winning instrument, but this instrument now has software that is what we call GMP, Good Manufacturing Practices compliant. It has opened up doors probably 5, 6, 8 times the number of buyers that could buy it now that could buy it just a year ago, because you can download the process and have a record for FDA of everything you did as you're developing your new drug or your new target.
Well, I also want to talk about some recent news and an explosive market that's really kind of taken over a lot of the topics here in the small and micro cap, and also with a lot of the blue chip companies. And that has to do with the CBD oil. And it also has to do with the news that you put out October 18th. Use that ticker symbol again, listeners. PBIO, Pressure Biosciences, and PhaseX announced strategic collaboration addressing broad markets for stable water-soluble nanoemulsions. Now, this doesn't relate to just CBD, but it's there in that first paragraph. But this has a lot of far-reaching applications. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, it what's really amazing, if your listeners go into Starbucks, they should look at the juice called Evolution. Evolution is a major selling line of Starbucks. And if you look at it carefully on the label, you'll notice there's no chemicals. There's no additives. There's no preservatives. The only thing you'll see is high-pressure processed. They don't use our process because they're doing thousands of bottles of juice at a time in very, very big systems. But what they're doing is they're using Mother Nature just like us. They're killing bacteria in juice by putting them under intense high pressure that kills the bacteria and makes the juice safe to drink. And you don't have to add additives and preservatives. We do it on a very small scale for research labs by breaking the cells to make it available. The reason I bring it up is Dr. Ting, who is our head of engineering and been with me from the beginning, is one of the pioneers that developed high-pressure processing in food. And as he and Dr. Lazarev about 3 years ago were working on a process to break DNA, to make DNA in very specific lengths so that you can test it in the lab, and that's a lot of the genomic testing that's going on, to try to make it even better, they developed a process that they thought could also break or certain things in nature. And we filed patents about 31 months ago, and we received our first two patents on what we call ultra shear technology. It's using high pressure, just like Starbucks used to kill and break open bacteria. But there's a second step to it. The second step is, instead of just bringing something up to high pressure to break the bacteria, and then bring it back down, we put it through special valving that we've invented and gotten patented now, and this valving shears the process. So if you have an oil in there, we believe that you bring the oil to a high pressure, then you put it through the valving, and it shears the oil into what we call nanoparticles, very small particles. And it allows that oil to go into solution. It becomes water-soluble. So we could take vinegar and oil, one of your favorite salad dressings, and put it through the system, and it would be one dressing. We wouldn't have to mix it up really hard and throw it on your salad. It'd be one solution. We could take paints. We could take milk. We could take so many things. But when you talk about CBD, we've certainly been talking to some of the medical marijuana companies and the CBD companies, because we believe we can take CBD-enriched oil that's CBD-enriched, and put it through our system and bring it down to very small levels and make it water-soluble, which means the bioavailability of the CBD, which is very low right now. When you take the oil, you get very little of that CBD ingested because oil doesn't get ingested into your bloodstream. We think we can make it water-soluble so that it will grow to be a very, very water-soluble solution.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you so much for your time here today. What a terrific interview and a great time for you to be taking a closer look at Pressure Biosciences Incorporated. I want you to connect with them as well. You can do that at pressurebiosciences.com. They make it very easy right there on their homepage, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google, YouTube. Man, they are socialized. So do your due diligence on this company and take the time to read through the website, the news, and make an informed decision. Because like Rick said earlier in this interview, now's the time, the inflection point for the company, as Rick said. Rick, thanks so much for your time here today, your insight, your candor. We expect great things from you and your company here in 2017 and well beyond.
Look forward to talking to you again, Stuart. Thank you.
All right, for Rick Schumacher, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.